We are the wild, we are the free, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.
Well, hello and welcome to Travel Writers Radio as we enter our 11th year on air here at Melbourne's J Air 88 FM. If you happen to be counting, it's episode number 387. So thanks for joining us for this episode. It's a show about people, the people behind the food, the wine, the lifestyle and the travel experience that you can enjoy around the corner or around the world. Tonight, my co-host is travel writer, magazine editor and broadcaster, Helen Hayes in Sydney. Hi, Helen.
Hello, it's so good to be back.
It's great to have you there too, Helen.
Well, tonight we have a big program for everybody listening to Travel Writers Radio. In an unprecedented year of major elections all around the world, arguably the largest is to take place in India this week, where just under 1 billion people are registered to vote. The question is whether Modi magic will work again to return the Indian Prime Minister to power. But whatever the outcome, there's no dispute the Indians love their food, and a culinary favourite is Chef Rajiv Goyal, who works with India's national government on food tourism. Our New York-based reporter Bridget Leslie speaks with Chef Rajiv about his gastronomy work, his published writings on gastronomy, and his wide recognition and popularity across a broad range of India's divergent states. Following her lesson in gold prospecting last week, and a very successful one at that, Carolyn Jasinski takes to Queensland skies in a helicopter. And as we know, she always gets her story, so she interviews the pilot, James, who everybody calls Bill, but not while he's flying the chopper, we hope. I share with listeners a message I received on my 32nd wedding anniversary from my adventurous husband, Matt. We've all been a little anxious as he's been taking a yacht up the Red Sea with its ever-present danger to shipping from the Houthi rebels in Yemen. I won't trigger a spoiler alert just yet. You'll have to wait to hear how it ends. We'll also feature some more music from little-known artists that we found on YouTube as part of our effort to encourage those who are just not interested in being part of that mighty machine that is the recording industry, or perhaps they just haven't been discovered yet.
Yeah, we're hedging our bets there, Helen, but some of these people are terrific. Our award-winning sustainability reporter made the bold move to uproot herself from the comforts of Melbourne and move half a world away to Valencia, Spain. I can think of worse places to go. Anyway, she's in a new startup phase for her business over there. And Keely Warren's her name, and in her report this week, she interviews seasoned travel writer, environmentalist, and author of four inspiring books, including The Mindful Traveller and Go Lightly. Her name is Nina Karnakovsky. And we have an engaging interview by Justine Costigan with the very talented Megan Hess, an Australian woman who left our shores as a 20-something to go to London, well, as you did in those days, and who is now an acclaimed fashion illustrator, working for some of the world's most recognisable brands, and whose latest book on London has just been released.
Well, all of that is coming up on this episode of Travel Writers Radio, broadcast first on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne, and stories are also available as podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and your favourite streaming platform.